Okay, we're on Peites Amud Beis, with two lines up from the wide lines. Amarle Mar Kashisha Braid Rav Chista L'Ravashi. So Rashi here says, who's this Mar Kashisha? And he says, we find the Gemara sometimes Mar Kashisha Braid Rav Chista and Mar Yanuka. So Rashi says that these are two sons, Shnei Banim Hayula Rav Chista, Vishem Shnehem Shavim. The names of both of their sons was the same, Mar. And so how do you, in order to tell the difference, which one we're talking about, they have a nickname. They're both of the same name. Shem Shnehem Shavim, Ela Shagadol Karim Lomar Kashisha, Letzair Karim Lomar Yanuka. So the old and the young. So that the Mar, the old Mar and the young Mar. They're both called Mar. Okay. So what did he say? Almana mina erisin minalan dislaksuba. So we were talking about last year about an almana mina erisin, right? A woman's engaged and then her husband dies when they're still in the engagement stage, that she has a ksuba. So how do we know that, what's the source that she has gets a ksuba? Okay, now, if he writes her ksuba, there's nothing to talk about. She gets a ksuba because he wrote a ksuba. But the question is, if no ksuba was written, so we know normally in a regular married couple, even if there's no ksuba, she has a ksuba, also the Tanai ksuba, or Maisa Basin. So the question is, if ksuba was not written, how do we know that even in the case of Almana Imina Eris, and she gets a ksuba without any official ksuba being written? That's the question. Okay, so Gemara suggests Ilema Meha from the following Mishnah that says Nisar Malo Niskarsha Mina Erisin Minha Bain Mina Erisin Bain Mina Nisuin Govesa Kol. So here it seems pretty befarish. Here it says that whether she's Nisalmana from Erisin or Nisuin, so even if she's from the Erisin, she's an Almana, it says befarish and she gets a ksuba, Govesa Kol. So may, if you want to say from here, Gemara says lav dafka, because maybe Dilma de Kasavla, who says that this is talking about a case that we want to know when there is no official ksuba written. That's what we're asking, not if it's written. Okay, so maybe that's what we're talking about here. She gets it only if it's written. And if you're going to say, well, if it's talking about that it was written, then what do you have to tell me? Like we said, that's obvious. Obviously, writes her ksuba, she has a ksuba. So why would it say that in that mission over there, that, what's the chiddush? That she, if she's Alman, Amina Eris, and she gets a ksuba if a ksuba was written. So the Gemara says, no, there could still say there's a chiddush. La puche, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the Amar, shlo kasav la el almanas shehu konsa. That, maybe it's coming to exclude the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that he holds in fact that even though a ksuba was written, and it has in there the Iker and a Tosefis, that even if it was written, she and he dies, she doesn't get the Tosefis. Because we say that his das is, when he writes her Iksuba, that the Tosefis is only if they actually go through with the marriage. That's the person's das. And therefore, even though there's a Tosefis written, she doesn't get the Tosefis. So maybe that's what this... over here, the Mishnah is coming to teach me. Not like Rabbi Lazar ben Azari. He said, no, that she gets Goveas Akol, meaning even the Tosefis, and even though there is an official Ksuba over here, but Kamash Malan, that she gets the Tosefis, and not like Rabbi Lazar ben Azari. So again, it could be talking about that there is a real Ksuba, and there's no, we can't answer our question. Gemara says, in fact, Ikanami, that the Mishnah is talking about it, it was actually written. The Ketani, because it says, Gove es hakol, right? She gets hakol. I amart bishlama de kasavla mishum hachi gove es hakol. So if we're talking about that, in fact, the Ksuba was written, now we can understand why she gets everything, meaning the Iker and the Tosefis, everything. Eliyimar Amra, because if you want to say the lokas of la, my gove es hakol, mana masayim huda isla. Because if we're talking about there's no ksuba, when the Chachamim made they said that even without a ksuba she gets it all tonight, ksuba, she still gets the ksuba money even without an official document, that's only the Iker, she doesn't get Tosefis and things like that. So the fact that it says Gove es hakol, meaning even the Tosefis, hakol, is mashma that there was really a real ksuba over here, and therefore again we have no source yet for where there's an almana min eris and that she gets the ksuba money without a official ksuba. Okay, let's see Rashi in the meantime. Okay, almana min eris, since as Rashi, the isla ksuba betnai based in, we said, im lo kasavla. That's what we want to know when it was not written. Minalan. The kamar la'el, because we said before that 80 misa gufayu lichush dilma mafka. That even if there's 80 ksub, 80 misa, that there's witnesses that the husband died when, again, from an erison, that we're worried that she's going to go collect. So vehadra ven umafka, take it out again and collect, you know, coming out and collect again. Al korcha chadaminayu gabya beloshtara. So one of these, if she's collecting twice through 80 misa, one of them at least has to be without a ksub. Why? Sharebe Piron Rishon Hikzira Shtar Im Kasavla. So if he did write one, then even if he did write one, then after the first time she collects it, he's gonna take the shtar and rip it up. So there's no ksuba left. There's still we're chayish la hadra mafka, that maybe she's gonna go another basin and collect again. With what? There's no ksuba. Elamai, we see that she can collect without a ksuba. Alma yeshla ksuba bitnai basin below shum ksuba, and without any official documents, so therefore minalan, where do we know this from? Govea sakol, we said hakol means ikar and tosefes lokasavla hatosefes ella almanat lakon, says Rebbe Elazar ben Azari. He says he only writes the extra and with thoughts that he's going to actually go through with the marriage. Ve'im meis be'erison, if you didn't get that far, so ein la ella ikar ksuba, if you only get the ikar. Eli amart bishalokasavla, says Rashi, but tonight based in who the gabia lal mana mana umasaim lebesula, so who the isla sharei ain't kan tosefes. There's no tosefes over here. Okay, so let's go on. Says the Gemara, another try. Back to the Gemara. Ve'ela midatani Rabbi Chiya Barabi. So maybe we can learn it from here. It says in that in this Maimra, lo onen. So what are we talking about? Ishta Arusa. A woman is at an engaged stage, the erusin. So now we have a few halachas here. Lo onen, meaning if she dies, since they're only engaged, she doesn't become an onen. Nafka mina would be, Rashi's going to say, to be yasser bekochim. An onen is not allowed to eat kochim. So but that's not the case. He could eat kochim, because he's not considered an onen, since they're only engaged. Second, velo mitamela. If he's a kohen and she dies, he's not allowed to metamir. Normally, a husband could metamir to his wife if he's a kohen, but since they're only engaged, he can't make metamir to her. Vechein he, it works the other way also. Lo onenes, right? If he dies, she's not an onen that she would not be able to eat chochim. She could. Velo mitamelo. Obviously, we're not talking about here, as Rashi's going to say, if she's a kohenet, that she can't be metame, because the kohenet could be metame, but it just means over here that she doesn't have to be osik in his kfura. She's not responsible, again, because they were not married, they're only engaged. Okay, now, mesa, let's say at this engaged stage she dies, eino yorsha. So she doesn't, normally the husband inherits his wife. But again, since they're only engaged, he doesn't inherit her because they weren't actually married yet. And here comes the part we want: Mace, who, if he dies, gova ksubasa. Here it is: that if he dies, she collects. That's only mina erison, and he dies, she collects the ksuba, which was what we wanted to know. So there we have an answer to our question: that she has a ksuba from the erison stage. The Gemara asked the same question as before: Dilma de kasavla. Maybe that doesn't answer our question, because once again, maybe it's talking about a case where he actually wrote a ksuba. That's not what we're asking. We know if he actually writes a ksuba that she gets it. We want to know if there's a no ksuba was actually written. So maybe it's talking about here that it was written to her. So Gemara says, if that's the case, v'chitema ikasavla ma'ilameima, and if you're going to say that if it's talking about a case where he wrote, then what's the chiddush? Of course, if he wrote her, she gets it. Gemara answers, no, there is a chiddush. Mesa eino yorsha itzrichalei. It's to bring out the chiddush of mesa eino yorsha. Means even though they're at the stage where they're engaged, but the connection between them is so strong that if he dies, she would get the ksuba. Okay, so you, so, okay, it was written, but still, the Gezer shows that there's such a close stage, but still, if she dies, he doesn't divorce her. Is to bring out that, that chiddush of Mesa and a Yorshad, it is not Yorshad, even though they're at that stage where he wrote her ksuba, and then she would get that ksuba, but still, he doesn't have the right to inherit her if she dies. So again, so we still don't have an answer to our question.
Talking about when she's a kohanis on her own.
Nothing to do with her being a Kohanis. That's her saying. Because the Onan is a different Onan. Nothing to do with the Kohanis. It's Onan. She's an Onanis, right? Nothing to do with Kahuna. And then the second thing is Mitame. It sounded like that she's not Mitame to him if she's a Kohanis, but we'll see now in Rashi. It doesn't mean that, because a Kohanis could be Mitame. Doesn't have a din. Only a male Kohanim are allowed to Mitame. So we're gonna see it. Rashi says this to be Osek in his Kura. That's what it means. She doesn't have to be Osek. Okay, let's see now, Rashi. How could she what? Because why not?
She wasn't married yet, right? She has to be a Kohenis from birth.
No, nothing to do with Kohenis.
No,
we're talking about here, Stam, about not a Kohen, just a regular person.
So how can a regular person
You could if you're, the person's not an Onan. So we said she's a lo onen, or her is lo onenes, meaning that even since they're only engaged, it's not like your relative died, because they're not married yet.
Is that
true? What?
It's not like
true. It's not true, no. Right. Okay, let's see Rashi. Lo onen liasar bekotshim, which would if it would be considered onen, like after they're married, then they wouldn't be allowed to eat kotshim. Below metamela im kohen, that's the gabi tuma is the gabi kohen im kohen who the sheirok steve. Below metamelo, ena chayevet litasek v'litame bo bein kohen is bein Israeli. So like Rashi says, no difference here when it comes to the woman whether she's a kohen or Israelis, but so it just means that she's not chayev to be osik in the kfura. Even though normally you have to, it's a mitzvah to be osik in the kvura of your relatives. It says in the parsha, the ksiva says la yitama, zu ain't a chayavet, but she doesn't have to be osik. She doesn't know the dafter of mitzvah to be osik in his kvura because they're not married, so they're not husband and wife yet. But la mishum kohenes nachal, has nothing to do with the fact that she's a kohenes. So lohuzaru kanos milatame lemesim, because women kohenim don't have that yisur. Eino yorsha the gabi yerusha sabal is a sheirokziv, that the husband yarshins his wife. So that says, because it says sheirokziv l'sheiro akarov elav mimishpachto v'yarashosa mikan shabal yoresh that she's to. And but they're not it's not husband and wife yet, so therefore that's why he doesn't yorish her. Mesa in a yorisher yitzchalev. So he said, really, you're talking about it was written the ksuba, the chiddush to bring out the chiddush of the of mesa in a yorisher. Mishum says Rashi, Mesa in a yorisha yitzchalev lemisni. That's what we want to write. Mesu govek subasa lashmina to teach us the bekas of la ksuba skina. They're talking about that he really wrote the ksuba. Va'fal gav the ikrivu. Even though they're so close, you know, that there's a ksuba that she would get and everything, still, it's not considered enough that she would yorsh, he would yorsh her, and therefore ain't no yorsh. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar le Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Le Rav, the Amar, get govar iker, Lechush Dilma Mafka Gita Bahai Beidina Vegavia. Behadra Mafka Beidina Achrina Vegavia. So now we're going back to, if you remember, Shitas Rav. Remember, Rav is the one that held that you have the get and you have the ksuba, and each one collects something else. With the get, you collect the ikur of the ksuba, and with the ksuba, you collect the tosefis. That was Shitas Rav. So now, according to Rav, why aren't we worried that she's going to take the get and collect in the first basin, and then she's going to go some other basin and say that she got divorced, and another basin and collect again with that same get. So the Gemara said, the karina and lay. And if you're going to say, no, as we spoke about in the past, that we rip it up. With it, she goes to the first basin, collects what they get, you know, upon divorce, gets her ksuba, and then they tear the get. And if she can't collect in the second get. And if you're going to say that's the situation, that's difficult. Why? Because Amra, she can say, ba'ina lin subebe. You says you can't rip up my get, take it away from me, because I'm going to need that to get married again. You know, I want to get married to somebody else, and he's going to say, weren't you married before? He says, yeah, but I got divorced. How do I know you're divorced? Like, I see your get, you know, says, no, I don't have it because they ripped it up. So, you know, there's no proof that she's, you know, not married anymore. So she goes, you can't go ripping up my get. So Gemara answers, no, we do rip it, the karina and lay, but the kasvina and agava, but we rip it and then we write on the back of it, gita denan karanuhi, this get that we wrote on the basin writes this obviously, is ripped, lav mishum de gita pasul hu, it's not because it's a pasul get that we ripped it because it's a psul here, no, ela delote hadar visigbe, it's only that it was ripped so that she shouldn't collect a second time. That's what you write on the back, and so therefore we do rip it, give it back to her. So now she has a proof that she was really divorced, but she cannot collect it again because she can't collect with the ripped get. Okay, Rashi, ba'ina litzu, maybe I want to get married again. I need a proof that I was divorced. Shelo yamru alai, they shouldn't say about me, eshes ishi, she's an eshes ishi.
They don't rip it in
half. Right, it's here, right. Okay, new Mishnah. Shnei gitin, ushtei ksubos. Goveh, shtei ksubos. Okay, so what are we talking about here? A woman comes, she says, produces two gittin and two ksubas. Now, what does that mean? It means that she got married the guy and wrote her a ksuba. Fine, so she has a ksuba. Then they got divorced, so he gave her a get. And then he wanted to remarry her, so he remarried her, gave her another ksuba. But then he divorced her again, gave her another get. So therefore we have two ksubas and two gets. So fine, so go vashtei ksubas, because he wrote a separate ksuba for each marriage, and so she collects for each one. Fine. Next case, or cases, shtei ksubas v'get echad, o ksuba u'shtei gitin, o ksuba v'get v'misa. Okay, so in these cases, eino govel ksuba achas. Meaning, so let's see the cases again. Shtei ksubas v'get echad. So what does that mean? Two ksubas and one get. He wrote her two. They got married. They wrote her two. He wrote her two ksubas. We'll see why he would do such a thing. But he wrote two ksubas, and then he divorced her. That's what we assume happened. So she collects one because it's two ksubas, but it's on the same marriage and everything. So she only collects one of them, and that's it. So she collects one of them in that case.
It's all
totally on the dates, right? That are on these stars. No, we'll see.
Because otherwise, the marriage
may
get, and she's married again. That's it. She's still married.
What do you? No, one second. We're talking about two. Right now,
we're talking about two ksubas.
Two ksubas and a get.
Yeah, so you could have the get in the middle also. You know, depending on the dates.
Oh, yeah, as far as that. Well, that's what you mean. Yeah. No, I thought you meant between. Yeah, but there's a hefresh in between the two ksubas.
No, but the get was.
But the get was after. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next case is ksuba ushnei gitin. Okay, we have so meaning that he got married to her and they wrote a ksuba. Then they got divorced, and then he remarried her and got divorced. But then the second marriage there was no ksuba written. Okay, so there she only has one, as the Mishnah concludes. Why? Shemigarish es isho v'kzira manas ksuba rishona makzira. So if he didn't write her, if he wrote her, like in the first case, he wrote her another ksuba. You want to write another ksuba? Fine. If there's no ksuba written in the second marriage, we assume when he's remarrying her, if we assume he wants the first one. In other words, we don't give her another ksuba. We assume that he married her aldas on the first ksuba. Okay? And so too, the last case is what? Ksuba v'get v'misa. Okay, so meaning the same idea that there's a ksuba, then they got divorced, and then he took her back, and then he died, but there's no ksuba in between. And for the second marriage, once again, we assume that the das was on the first ksuba, so we only guess the first ksuba. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shtei getim and shtei ksubas. Zman rishon akodem lizman get rishon. Vizman ksuba shnia akodem leget sheni. Right? There is ksuba get and ksuba get. So govar shtei ksubas. Sharei girshem ikzira. What happened over here? Must be that they got divorced and he took her back because the ksuba shnia wrote her a second ksuba. Aval kadmu shtei ksubas leget rishon. But both ksubas came before the first get. Sharei shikzira lokatavla ksuba. When he took her back, he didn't write another one. With nine b'seifa that shteik ksuba so v'get ena govei alachas. We saw lamanu shakosev leishto shteik ksuba. He writes two ksubas ena govei alachas, only one of them. V'mishum the igresha v'hadra. He divorced her and took her back. Hatnan ksuba v'shnei gitin ena alachas. He only has one. Shalmanas ksuba rishona igzira. He took her back only for the aldas of the first one. Shtei ksubas veget, shekadmu shteihem leget, that both of them came before the get. The Gemara mefarish lamai kasafla. So why would he do such a thing? Why did he write two ksubas in the first marriage? Ksuba v'shnei gitin, ksuba b'nisuin rishonim, right? The ksubas were the first marriage, v'girsha, and v'gzira took her back, v'lo kasav la ksuba v'chaza v'girsha. He didn't write ksuba the second time he took her and then he divorced her. So we say it was al das the first one. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay, so we said in the case of going on the case now of two ksubas, he wrote these two ksubas and then divorced her, then he only collects one of them. So it's mashma, which Gemara asks, does that mean ibaya bahai gabya, ibaya bahai gabya? It sounds as if and she only has ena gova elek suba achas, means whichever one she wants. That's what it sounds like. One of them. He wrote, you know, again, he wrote her two ksubas, wrote her on ksuba, and then a few months later wrote her another ksuba, whatever, and she can collect, and then they got divorced or whatever, and then she can collect mashma either one. So the Gemara says, that's the case, she can collect either one. If that's so, lema tavit tiyufta rab nachman amr shmuel. Damar of Nachman Amr Shmuel Shtei Shtaros Hayotzim Bezeh Acharzeh Bitol Sheni Eserishon. That in the case of, this is the case of a loan, a star of a loan, let's say, that if two contracts were written of this, about the same loan, you know, at different times, the first one, and then a while later another one on the exact same loan, what's the purpose? Why did they do that? It was for the benefit of, or for the actually detriment of the borrower, right? That you can collect from a shubadim, right? If when the malva comes to collect, if he doesn't have, if the loba doesn't have any money, he can collect from things he sold, land he sold from after the loan was taken, right? So, but from when was the loan taken? You go by what it says on the contract, at the date of the contract. Any land he sold after that date, now the lender can go collecting from. Okay, so if there's two contracts, the earlier contract has, you know, if he sold anything after that, he collect. The later contract, it was written more recent, he can only collect from if he sold anything only from there. So he loses the mishubadim from the difference between the first and the second. So that's why he wrote the second one, is that to say that he's not going to collect from the mishubadim from the earlier one. You know, only for, sorry, I guess it's to the benefit of the loan, right? So that he can only collect from the later things if there is anything that he sold from the later thing. That's why he wrote the second one. But Lamaisa, when that happens and he writes the second one, you can only collect from the second one. And he mishu b'nei second one. The second star goes into effect, and then it's a mevatel the first one. So therefore, it seems that our commission is a question on that. Because we said the same thing's happening with her. He writes her one contract, ksuba, a few months later another one, so it should be that the second one is mevatel the first one, and she can only collect from mishubanim, from the second one. But yet, ours, mashma or mishnah, whatever one, she can use either one. So Gemur answers, lav itmar la, didn't we learn on this? About what Rav Nachman said before, and it was Shmuel that Amar Papa Umode Rav Nachman the E Osif Bedikla Letzosefes Kasve. So hachanami bida osifla, meaning what? That it's if what we said is true, you write two contracts, you go by the second one, so fatal the first one, true. However, if in the second contract he added something, even a decal, even a palm tree, whatever, there's an addition to what the first contract said. First contract was a loan or whatever, or purchase, whatever, and then he added another thing in the second thing. That already is a different story. What does that do? That is done to give an option to the one collecting. What's his option? The option like this: he could either collect from the. And this is why it was written the extra. He says you have two choices. You want to collect from the later thing, you know, the later contract. You have a bonus. You know, you have not only the regular thing, there was an addition added, the decal tree, whatever it might be, an addition. So you can collect from the later thing, but the downside is, if the guy you're collecting from doesn't have, you lose all the mishubadim that was from the first day. So you have two choices. You can collect from the earlier day, the advantage being if the guy's got nothing to collect now from, so you can go collecting from all those mishubanim that were from the first day. Or you can take up the option and say, no, I'll collect from the second day. There you have the bonus that he gave you an extra thing, but you lose that you, if he doesn't have, very nice, he gave you something extra, you can't collect from, then you can't collect from some mishubanim or very little because you can only go from the later day. So those are your two options. So we said in that, if such a situation, when he added something, you do have a choice. You can, that's why it was written, to give you a choice, to go by the earlier date and get the lesser amount with the mishubani, or the more recent date, you don't get the mishubani, but you get the bonus. So he says, so achanami bin osifla, therefore we can say that's what we're talking about over here. When he wrote to Ksubas, to this woman, it was to give her this option. She can check it out, and she can, at the time, you know, she can choose. She can say, wait a second. Okay, he gave me this extra thing in the later Ksuba, but my husband's got nothing. There's nothing to collect from. He's broke. So what does it help me? I'd rather be able to collect from the mishubanim. So then she'll pick out the first ksuba and say, look, I have an early, very early date over here. I can collect from all the mishubanim. Or if he sees that he's got this lot of money and everything, so then she'll, Mustama, take the second ksuba and say, well, I got this extra bonus. So I'll take up the bonus. Because he asked what to collect from. I'll collect from, who cares about the mishubanim? I don't need it. He's got it. So I'll just collect from him with the extra. So she has that choice. That's why he wrote the extra.
Then you make them write on the second
star.
Yeah.
Tear it up.
Right.
Yeah. So. Okay. Rashi. Okay. On the Gemara. Bahai gavya chule beat me up. Ashtek subas v'ges. Going on the case of two subas and again. Diktani ein la elek subacha, that she only has one. Veloktani, it doesn't say ein la elek subachrona. If it was that she can only collect, it should have said she only has the last one. It doesn't say that. Mashma alma I nichalav, she wants to lemitra velakuchos mizman rishon tarfa. She can collect from the kuchos from there on the first day. Bezeacharzeh, we see it wasn't the case with Rav Nachman. We have two things. Bezeacharzeh zmanosha zeh kodem lazeh v'shneim ahalva achas o al mecher achas, both on the same thing, same loan, just two contracts, one earlier and one later. So bitol, there he say bitol sheni as a rishon ve'ino toref elam izman sheni, you can only collect from the buyers from the later date. They came in the kasav l'shtara basra, so achli l'shibud kamas, and that's the whole point. He wrote another star that mevatos any of the shibudim of the earlier one. So he said, no, the E, Osif, by Dikla is a different story. Bishtar Sheni, if he added an extra thing, like a decal, let Tosefis Kuba, Velo Achli Lishibud, Livatel Zman Ashtar Rishon. So the second one is not coming to Mevatel, the Shibud of the first one, because he added something. But Tavayu Mia Logavya, but you can't collect both. Right, he didn't write, right, tzivisi, I wanted, but osif la hach akamaisa, right? He didn't write, this is on the first one. That was just an addition. It's not like he said, here, I'm writing you another, you collect this one as well. That's not the purpose. Ella, shtark suba, yitera kasal. He just wrote her an extra one. Velo yiskir, but Rishon, he didn't mention the first one. He said the same thing, just again. Vachi kamar, imti shotzilim chol shibut, shal Rishona. He says to her, if you want to mevato the, cancel the first shibut and, you know, give up on it, gabik suba zu hamaruba, then you collect the second one, which is I wrote an extra thing on it. Vimlav, because if you don't want that, you see I have nothing to collect, let's say, then Gabi Ravishona Muetz, and you collect the lesser one, the first one, but at least there you have people to go to, you have Meshubani. Hilka Heiminayu, the Baya Gabi, whatever one she wants, you can collect. It's her option. Vachi Parshinan Vipirkin, a comma in the first pair. Vichyama Rav Nachman, therefore, when Rav Nachman said that Bitel Sheni et Arishon, that's Bitel Lo, Sif Be Midi, that's if he didn't add anything. The he love the betule kama asa. If it's not coming to mevatel the first one, then lemai kasve. Why stum write another star? The same thing twice. Okay, this is still. I'm sorry. The low. The achle. Oh, to moicho. The moicho. Moicho. Okay, this is still a drop more. Last thing here. It says in the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Hotzia get ksuva umisa. Let's say he pulls out a get, a ksuba, and, isn't pull out the misa, but, he died. So what do we say? Turn to Tzadi Aleph, Tzadi Amun Aleph. So, im get kodan l'ksuba. So we look at the dates. So if it comes out that the get comes before the ksuba, then go b'shtei ksubas. Why? Because then we assume what happened was they got married, they wrote a ksuba, which we don't have right now, but we don't need the ksuba, right? She still collects it. Because then there's then the get, then you divorced her, and then we have after that a ksuba, and then a new ksuba, right? And then he died, misa. So therefore there are two ksubas. The first one we don't have, but that was there was one because that was before the get. And then another ksuba, she wrote her second ksuba for the misa, so she deserves two ksuba, because he actually wrote a second ksuba. So therefore, go for shtei ksubas. However, ksuba, kodemus leget, ain't a gobe ala ksuba achas. However, if the ksuba comes before the only ksuba that she has comes before the get, so that means there was this, here is the ksuba, when they got married, then they got divorced, and then he took her back without any ksuba, and then he died, so therefore, she has one ksuba only, as we said before, that ena ksuba achas, megar says ishto v'gzira almanas ksuba rishona gzira. Like we said, if there's no second ksuba when he takes her back, we assume he wants to use the first one, therefore she only has the one. Okay, Rashi, last Rashi for today. Imaget kodam ksuba, hare kasav la ksuba, shenit kishik gzira. If the get comes before, so we see that he wrote a second one when they got married, a second time there for this two suits. I'm sorry? Oh, sorry. Okay, Misa, pay testament base, the bottom. Good. Thank you, Ruvain. Umisa, the eating Misa. Misa means there's eating for the Misa. Ubaha, ligvos, steak subas, achas, betoras, gerishin. Bachas, betoras, almas, or there now she has to collect two subas. Now, one is for the gerishin and one is for the Misa.